Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 450 for Friday, June 24th. I'm Jade Marcus. The Ice Futures Canada canola market was $6 to $10 per ton weaker on Friday, with the July contract at $463 a ton, feeling general downward pressure from Brexit and losses in Chicago Board of Trade soybeans. Britain voted to leave the European Union in a recent referendum. The following uncertainty had a bearish effect on many equity and commodity markets. Chicago Board of Trade soybeans moved lower on Friday, which added to canola's declines. Malaysian palm oil closed weaker overnight, which furthered canola's losses. The risk-sensitive Canadian dollar lost ground against its U.S. counterpart, which underpinned canola and limited some declines. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans and corn were lower, while wheat was mixed. Soybeans were down 20 to 23 cents, with the July contract down 21 at $11.03 a bushel. Soybeans moved lower with many other commodity markets in a broad sell-off ahead of the weekend. Favorable crop conditions in the U.S. Midwest added to the advances. The U.S. dollar gained with Brexit news, which is bearish for Chicago markets as it makes U.S. commodities less appealing to international buyers. Production estimates for Argentina have been revised higher, which added to the declines. However, strong export demand underpinned the market on Friday. Corn was down 2 to 3 cents with the July contract at $3.84 a bushel. The corn market moved lower with Brexit volatility and a stronger U.S. dollar. Short-term U.S. forecasts also support the country's crop development, which added pressure to the market. Sharp declines in crude oil futures were also bearish for corn as the commodity is used in ethanol production. Crude oil prices have fallen close to 5% since Thursday's close. Wheat was up half a cent to down 5 cents, with the Chicago July contract up half a cent at $4.55 a bushel. The Brent contract was propped up by investor short covering, but wheat prices moved mostly lower with spillover pressure from nearby corn and soybean markets. Harvest pressure has caused investment fund liquidation, which added pressure ahead of the weekend. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday, June 24th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Jade Marcus.